And a bit more on the 125th anniversary of women winning the right to vote. The house of Kate Sheppard, the mother of New Zealand's suffrage movement, is up for sale. Her Christchurch home was operation headquarters for the suffragists when they collected thousands of signatures in a petition demanding the right to vote. The Prime Minister has signalled that the government is interested in buying the house. Law Professor Ursula Chair from the University of Canterbury is on the line. Hello.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. The house is gorgeous, isn't it?
It is absolutely gorgeous. It's just around the corner from the university. And my daughters, who are 18 and 20, they're going to uni now. They know where that house is. They want to go in there.
It was bought for £400 in 1887. It'd be worth a couple of million now, wouldn't it?
For sure.
So quite a lot of taxpayers' money asked to be spent on it. Do you think so?
Yes, I think it's a fantastic idea. I think this is where it all began. You can imagine the Kate and the suffragists sitting around the table there painstakingly pasting those nearly 32,000 signatures onto wallpaper. It's something about the South Island. We had the first female MP after that in 1933, the first female cabinet minister, the first female prime minister. So I think it's important that the nation has something here in the South Island to celebrate this really important moment. And I think it could be done really creatively. You could have it as an outcrop of Te Papa. You could bring back the petition here, or at least a copy of it, but not make it like a museum sort of preserved in aspic. You could make it a working creative place where groups working for equality could have space and room. You could have a resident creative or researcher in residence there. You could give it over every year to a women's group and have them put forward their ideas for what they would do during the year. And you could work on providing places for community groups to work on equality and to get young women in there to work on their confidence, because that's what we really need to do.
So you're not talking about preserving it or taking it back to its historic appearance. You'd have to get rid of the swimming pool and a couple of bathrooms for that.
Yeah, and it's not that easy to get rid of a swimming pool. But you could have a lovely garden that would go over it. I don't know. I haven't thought clearly about what you would do to the actual house, but the original part is still there. You could certainly preserve that and make that the place and connect it to the petition. There's beautiful grounds around it. There is so much that the community and groups working on equality issues could get out of that place, and that the nation could get about going back to commemorate what happened there.
All ideas. Thank you, Ursula Chair, Law Professor from the University of Canterbury. It's 2:30 to 9.